We thank you, Father. All that we have is your blessing. We thank you, Father. We acknowledge your blessing by bringing back your tithes, acknowledging all that we have is yours and in worship unto you. Thank you, Father, that the seed that we sow, we will harvest it not many days from now. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious holy name, because your word always never returns void. Amen. Jesus' name. Today, I'll teach on the authority of God's word sets you free from mental illness. Amen. So last Sunday, we talked about the powerful name of Jesus. Not last Sunday. And we have the authority to demand what is rightfully ours and what belongs to us according to the word of God. We can demand what is rightfully ours and what the Bible says belongs to us. So two Sundays ago, during worship time, we went to pray for Emmanuel. And the scripture of John 14 verse 13 came to me. So I demanded in the name of Jesus that Emmanuel breathe normally at 100%. Then the Sunday was discharged. And last Sunday, we learned that Jesus has authority over the heavens and the earth. He immediately delegated his authority over the first heaven and earth to the church because he's not on earth. And we mentioned this because Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father and he's not on earth. However, he has all authority over heavens and the earth, and he could not deal with the demons in the first heaven and earth because they were given to mankind to take dominion. Since Adam and Eve sinned against God, Satan took dominion over the first heaven and the earth. But after Jesus died and rose again, he defeated Satan, and he has no power and dominion over us. To deal with mental illness, we have to understand two truths. Satan has no dominion over us, and we have to have the doctrine of believers' authority abiding in our minds. So let's go through this. Satan has no dominion over us. Last Sunday, we studied this. Romans chapter 6, verse 9. We are sure of this because Christ Jesus was raised from the dead, and he will never die again, and death no longer has any power over him. Death has no longer power over him. And we are in Christ, death has no power over us. I've said it before, the spirit of death has no authority over you, and the spirit of death cannot simply just want to kill you, means kill you. Amen? So if you're bombarded with death, just say, devil, just get out of my way. Amen? So there's no need to fear death, because death has no authority over you, because it has no power over Jesus, no power over us. Amen? Then verse 10, when he died once to break the power of sin, and sin has got no dominion over us. Death has no power over us, sin has got no dominion over us. Amen. Then Romans chapter 8, verse 12, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Because death has no power over me, sin has got no dominion over me, because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and law of death. And they had no dominion, no power over me. Amen. So the law is generally the principle of fundamental truth of God's word. Amen. That's what we studied last week. So sin and death has no dominion over us. And we talk about, you understand the believer's authority and let it abide in your mind. And sin and death has no dominion over you. Sickness and disease has no dominion over you. Spiritual death has no dominion. Poverty has no dominion. That means including mental illness has no dominion over you. You demand it to leave. That's one way. Amen. You deal with mental illness. Right now. Because it has no dominion over you. Sickness don't have. Sin has no dominion. Death has no power over you. Sickness, all kinds of illness, sickness has no dominion over you. The reason why people are sick is because of all the things that we put into our bodies. That's why medical science helps us to clean us up. Just like you must send your car in for maintenance, that it can last longer, correct now. So don't say, I don't want to go to hospital, I don't see doctor, I don't go for surgery. What's the problem with that, right? It helps you recover faster, that's all. I mean, if certain parts in your body is worn out, you keep it in there for what? It's no longer functioning, it's hopeless, you don't need it. Just let the doctor remove it, correct? So one way we get delivered is know that you have authority and dominion over sickness or illnesses, including mental illness and death. Amen? Then you put a demand. And that's what we did praying for Emmanuel. Actually, we took authority. We command that he breathe. Amen. Like I said last week, you don't expect the word to abide in him. Correct or not? But for you, you better understand the believer's authority and have it abide in your mind. Then we can demand it to leave. You see that? Not? Especially when you are a Christian for a long time, you're expected to know, expected to grow. I cannot just demand it from you. That's why John 15 verse 10, if the word abides in you, then whatsoever you demand in my name, I'll do it. The Father will do it, he said. Right, but today I'm going to speak to you another way that you get delivered or healed from mental illness. Jesus preached the word for deliverance. He didn't always go and cast the demons out, cast the devil out. Luke chapter 4 verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. He had to be anointed by the Holy Spirit when he was on earth because he came to earth as a son of man. He laid aside his all power. All his power as Son of Man. That's why he need the power of the Holy Spirit to be upon him. Then he can minister to the people. For this reason, the first 30 years of his life, he did nothing. Do you know Jesus? The Heavenly Father had him wait 30 years, then launch him into the ministry. And he could only go in the ministry when the Holy Spirit came upon him to anoint him. And then Jesus said, the work that he did, we can do because he is anointed by the Holy Spirit to do what he did on earth. So he said, we can do because we're going to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. And it says here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, poor spiritually poor, naturally poor, to preach deliverance to the captives. Preach deliverance. Didn't say, you know, a casting devil out so that you have been delivered. He preached deliverance. Right now, the Spirit of God is upon him. He preached deliverance. He was anointed and he preached the anointed word. People were delivered. Captives were delivered. So what's the difference between captives and who are the captives? Jesus was anointed to preach the gospel. Jesus preached and those who were captives or imprisoned were delivered. For example, someone in mental institution is imprisoned by the devil, oppressing his mind. Yet this person could be delivered by the preaching of the word. Amen. Now, there's a difference. Some people are in mental institution, they completely lose it. They lost it because the devil took control of their minds. But some people are in mental institution, they are captives, but yet they have not completely lost their minds. There's the difference, okay? When somebody has not completely lost their mind, you could preach the word of God and they'd be delivered. I mean, if they're in mental institution, they are in captivity. The devil held them captive. Now, listen to me very carefully. I share with you a testimony, two testimonies. Testimony of a lady delivered through hearing the preaching of the word. There was a lady who was a patient at the mental institution. Though she was in the mental institution, she did not completely lose her mind. Someone who has completely lost her mind is someone whose mind is completely taken over by the devil. The devil does not completely take over others' mind who could still use their mind. The doctor told this lady's sister that she would always need institutional care, but she was aware enough to understand in the mental institution, but she's aware enough to understand what you were saying to her. So this lady in mental institution did not completely lose her mind. The sister brought this lady who had been in the mental institution for 14 years. Listen very carefully. And this sister brought her out from the mental institution to attend the day session of Brother Hagin's teaching. Those days, Brother Hagin invited in the churches. He stayed there and teach 3 weeks to 8 weeks. 14 years in mental institution. Doctor permitted, the sister brought her to Brother Hagin's teaching session in the day because in the evening, got to bring her back. That lady with the mental problem sat and heard 10 Bible lessons. She was aware enough to understand what was being said. Brother Hagin never prayed for her, never lay hands on her. She was completely set free, listening to the teaching of God's word. The anointed word set a woman who was in mental institution for 14 years. Now, she did not completely lose her mind because she could still understand. Right? Never pray for her. Sat there, just listening. Jesus said, the Spirit of God is upon me, for it's anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives. This kind of situation, actually, Bergen said, casting it out, demons won't work. Now, what I teach today got to do with you? I'll tell you later. The sister brought this lady back to the mental institution. The same psychiatrists and psychologists ran every test they could run and pronounced her well. They dismissed her and sent her home after 14 years in mental institution. Now, testimony number two. My ex-colleague's daughter, fourth-year university student, sponsored by the government. And she broke, mentally broke. She was in hospital, was screaming. At home, she was screaming. For quite a while, she didn't go back to school. For quite many months. But because her whole family didn't go to church for quite a while, when she and my mother went back to church, that church is somewhere near Changi. Traditional church doesn't speak in tongues. The moment they went back to church, she became normal. Why? They don't pray in tongues. By the grace of God, the mercy of God, gave the word to the pastor, preached the anointed word, she was delivered. I mean, normal up to today. And she graduated, you know. I know three girls. Fourth-year university student. One in China, same thing, broke. And after that, she got a job. Before she graduated, she already been offered a job in Shenzhen and Hangzhou in the one of the technology companies. One of my students, also same problem, never go to church. Born again, never go to church. But my ex-colleague told you the story before, right? But now I'm telling you why. God's mercy must have the pastor who don't even speak in tongues, just preach the word. And she was normal by just going back to church. They were delivered by hearing the preaching and teaching of God's word. Now, Brian Higgins' story, they went 14 years. If worse than all these three girls, she would have been in mental institution for 14 years. Just sit there, listen to 10 Bible lessons. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the oppressed will be set free. I combine two different versions, King James Version and New Living Translation. And the oppressed will be set free is continuous of verse 18. Just preaching, the oppressed will be set free. Amen. Those mentally captives by the devil were delivered through the preaching of God's word. Those mentally oppressed will be set free, will be free by preaching of God's word. So, now what's it going to do with you? Can you imagine you're attending church and listening to God's word being preached, taught and preached, will keep you mentally sound. Amen. Of course, none of us had the anointing that Jesus had. He had the anointing of the Holy Spirit without measure. No man ever had, could not. No man ever had, no man could. Because Jesus' body is of sinless nature. All of us, every man on earth, his body has a sinful nature. So we cannot stand the fullness of the Holy Spirit's anointing. We will snap. Our body will snap. So attending church, the authority and the power of God's word are constantly setting your mind free from oppression and your mind will remain sound. Then you need not be oppressed till the devil takes over your mind. See that? Now I understand why it's important to not just stay home and watch Zoom. Right now. So do you see how important it is to hear the preaching and teaching of God's word? Amen. You know why people, they're not set free? Because they don't listen. And go to university, they listen to the wrong people. So there's authority and power in God's word. That's why every week I still ask God, I still pray a prayer. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name for Sunday's message. And after that, I believe I have it. I'm going to thank him for it. Luke chapter 4, verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. If you sit under the power of his word, how can your mind not be sound? Amen? Don't yield to those kind of thoughts. right? You have authority over your mind because the devil has no authority over your mind. Death has no authority, mental illness has no authority, oppression of the devil has no authority. You have authority, you take authority in Jesus' name over it. Why? Because you are not the mind, you are the spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit. The devil cannot oppress your spirit, right? That's how you take control of your mind, because you are not the mind. You are the spirit who lives in the body, in this temple of the Holy Ghost. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your spirit is also the temple, because the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit. And your spirit and the Holy Spirit dwells in this body. Amen? Don't allow him to trespass your mind, because you have authority over the devil. And you have authority over death. Amen? So I told one of the pastors, they said, you know, and he said, well, death will keep bombarded. I said, I don't worry about it. The spirit of death can kill you. He will kill you already long ago. I say, spirit of death has no authority over you. You have authority over it. Just tell him to leave. You know why people die? Because their body couldn't go on anymore. They allow cancer to spread because it's too late, or whatever it is. Don't go and see doctor and take care of it. And their faith is not at their level, right? I mean, Brother Higgins' wife, you know, had heart problem and scheduled for surgery. You think Brother Higgins said, no need to go for surgery. Man, I'm the prophet. He just followed the doctor's schedule. In the meantime, meditate on the word. And she meditated until a hand just went into the wife's heart and just changed the heart, and she didn't have to go for surgery. That happens, you know. But you don't dictate how you get healed. A doctor schedules you for surgery, you stop delaying it and you go for it. And meantime, you believe God and meditate and you pray much, and there may be a miracle just before that. Else God may just want to use the doctor. When his grandson had the tumor in the brain, he went for surgery. Brother Higgins had 200-300 students pray 4 nights for his grandson. His grandson still had to go for surgery. That's why, you know, we learn a lot from a lot of his stories. Like one of my students said, go for surgery. He didn't want. After 4 nights, have 300-400 students together with Brother Higgins, the major prophet, praying for his grandson. He still had to go for surgery to remove the tumor from his brain. And the doctor said, I cannot touch the root of the tumor because he's touching the brain. I thought only he's gone. That's it. The doctor removed what they could remove, and God removed the rest, the root of the tumor from his brain. Amen. And, you know, this kind of story, I hear it again, and because I keep reading it for his book and then listening to his tape for many years. So Jesus' teaching has power, which means his word has power of the Holy Ghost, because as a Son of Man, he was anointed with power of the Holy Ghost. So as Son of Man, we are anointed by the Holy Ghost to preach his word. His anointed word has power. I didn't plan to teach this series, you know. I just thought maybe just teach one Sunday on it, that's it. Man, I'm led to it. And this is the third Sunday I'm talking about how to be free from mental illness. Specifically, I titled it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 4, verse 36. They were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what word is this? With authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirit and they come out. His word has authority and has power. Has power and has authority over demonic spirits, over all kinds of sickness. Death, sin, sickness, illness, all kinds. Poverty. Poverty is a spirit. But he set us free from spiritual death after we are born again. But physical death has no power over us. But that's the last enemy that needs to be destroyed. Amen. That's one enemy that's not completely eliminated. But sickness and disease has no power over us, no dominion over us, no power over us, because death has no power over him, means no power over us. Death has no power over him, Jesus, means no power over us. That means we don't have to fear death. If you are fearing death because you just allow the devil to torment you with the kind of thoughts, actually he couldn't kill you, right? All you need to do, like I said earlier on, is you find any symptom in your body, quickly go there, fix. Quickly. You know, I saw it with my father-in-law. Little only, because government pay for his medical. He He on pension, ma. He never opt for CPF. So anything only he check into the hospital. Check in the hospital. They just keep him there for 1-2 days. And then after he come out again, I said, After he got heart bypass, he lived another 34 years, you know. Thank you, Father. So his word has authority and has power. If you are sitting under the power and authority of his word, how can you not have sound mind? It will dispel every oppression of the devil in your mind. Amen. That's why it's important you get into the word yourself, but it's important that you come to church because the Spirit of God is upon me to preach the gospel, to preach the word. So the Jews had the spiritual insight that the word of Jesus that cast out the demons was with authority and power. Likewise, every oppression of the mind comes from demonic spirits. The word taught or preached has authority over demonic spirits and has power to drive them from your mind. God ordained in the church pastors, anointed them with the power of the Holy Ghost, just like Jesus was anointed. The only difference is we don't have the full measure of the anointing that Jesus had. Nobody could. However, it's the same. The anointed word taught or preached by the pastor has authority over every demonic spirit and the power to drive them away. So it is not enough to do devotions at home, which you must. You need to sit under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, coming through His Word and pray with the power of the Holy Spirit. This will ensure you continue to have sound mind. Amen. You know, Sunday worship, I make it a point to pray for y'all. Amen. Everyone in this church. And I don't have 30, 40,000 people to pray for, so it's easier. I guess so. Amen. Praise God. So you're not just coming to church. You're sitting under the authority and the power of His Word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Of course, John prayed, you know, I pray that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospereth. Now, when you sit under His Word, your soul prospereth. What's in your soul? Your mind. When you prosper, then you'll be in health. See that now? Look at this. When you come into this church, you're coming into the church has a power of prayer. We pray with unknown tongues. That came through the Pentecostal revival. You come into this church under the power of the Holy, gifts of the Holy Spirit because we move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But not every church has this. You cannot escape this. You don't want this, you don't have the greater power of His Word. Amen. And not only that, we incorporate grace into our faith message. See? Thank God, you know. At least I have enough sense not to criticize and reject the grace revolution. Amen. So when you come in this church, you come under the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer, power of the Holy Spirit, manifestation of His gifts. If somebody completely lose their mind, you need this one, gifts of the Holy Spirit. Or if somebody has not completely lose their mind, they need the power of His Word. Amen. The power of His Word, the authority and the power of His Word. So you're not only coming into this church, you're not coming under the power of the Holy Spirit, you're coming under the power and authority of His Word, the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. And we are preparing, I'm praying and preparing for whatever is coming next after. I guess it's 2026, you know. I don't know what's next here. After the Grace Revolution. So we mentally must be prepared. Amen. If not, you know, we get stuck here or stuck here, we don't move on when the Holy Spirit begins to move. Amen. Thank you, Lord. How do I know? Because from church history, I know there's going to be a next move. There'll be a next move. But I don't think it's the last move. If it was the last move, Jesus will come. So how many moves of the Holy Spirit before the last move? I don't know. And I put the date here is because if you look at this date is, see that there's a pattern. Can you see that? We don't know exactly the date, but we can project the pattern. The pattern when the Holy Spirit will move. Amen. So that's why it's important. You cannot stay at home and expect to be free. Amen. Free from mental illness. Amen. And what has it got to do with you? Understanding what I'm preaching today helps you to stay free. I mean, I'd rather stay free from oppression than try to get free from oppression or mental illness that they get free. All right? Luke chapter 5, verse 15. But the news about him spread even more, and large crowds were gathering together to hear and to be healed. They didn't just come, Pastor, pray for me that I may be healed. No, they come to hear and to be healed. of their illnesses. Then according to Jesus, this didn't say, come to here and we pray that you be healed. No. Right? Two things happened here. They came to here and they were healed, and they were prayed for, they were healed also. Two things could happen in the same place. So we not only preach the word of God, but we also pray for people to be healed. We also lay hands. Amen. People heard about others being healed of all illnesses and came to hear him and be healed of their illnesses in this scripture. Luke chapter 6 verse 17. Why? Because the word that Jesus preached was with authority and with power over every demonic spirit and works of the demonic spirits to set the people free, to set the captives free, set the oppressed free, and those who are sick were healed. And in verse 17, Luke chapter 6, he came down with them and stood on the level place with the crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea. Now, people came from Judea. This was in Capernaum. Capernaum, that was his base, home base. He grew up in Nazareth. He moved to Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee. That's where his base was, his ministry centered, most of the time centered around Galilee. And this story was about he finished praying whole night. Then he appointed 12 apostles. Then he came down to the plateau and the people start coming from Judea. Judea is a whole region where Jerusalem was and still is. So people from all Judea, the whole region of Judea, and Jerusalem actually is in Judea. I mean, especially mentioned Jerusalem because where all the religious people were. And from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. Now, this is the Sea of Galilee. Capernaum is here. To the northwest, that's where the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. And people came from the northwest or where his home base, and from the south they came. They came to hear him and be healed. They didn't just come, Pastor, pray for me. Jesus, pray for me. And they don't want to hear. No, they came to hear. And they were healed of their diseases. And many of them, just by hearing, they were healed. They were healed, they were set free. And those days, there were more sick people than ever before because water was not clean, right? Food, praise God. So people hearing and then were healed, spread far and wide till people came from all these places. Why hearing and preaching the teaching of the word is very important. John chapter 8, verse 31. Jesus said to the people who believe in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings. They didn't just go to Jesus, oh, Jesus, give me a prophecy. No, they go to him to hear his teachings, just not preaching, teaching especially. John chapter 8, verse 32, and when you're faithful to hear his teaching, when you're faithful to hear his teaching, when you're faithful to hear, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you don't know the truth, cannot set you free. And the truth is found in his word. The truth will set you free. Know the truth will set you free, that you don't need to be prayed for. Amen. And one of the truths is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, he has already transferred us, delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, translated us, transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That means that no demons and evil spirit can oppress us, hold us captive, because we are free from it. Amen. A lot of people don't understand, every time go and cast a demon out. No, you can cast a demon out, you better teach them the truth. Else the demons come back. That's worse. Amen. So you teach them the truth will set them free. If you cast a demon out, you better get the truth into them. If not, their mind is not filled with the truth, the devil will come back, fill them with the devil's thinking. Then the truth will set them free, deliver them from captivity, and set them free of oppression. Through the teaching of God's word, you know and understand sickness and poverty and death have no dominion over you because Jesus broke their power and broke their dominion. Your minds will be renewed with the truth, and the word will abide in your spirit and mind, especially to deal with demon and evil spirits. The truth of believers' authority must abide in your minds. Amen. Your mind will be renewed with the truth, and the word will abide in your spirit and mind. Then you will be effective, certain, sure, and powerful in using your authority against all satanic forces that try to force you to do what the devil wants you to do. Especially in Singapore, you know, not in Singapore. When you're so busy, very simple, you know, you're so busy in the world, corporate world. You're busy as a student, busy working, you're busy doing your business. So actually, there's so much in the Bible, what is necessary? Sometimes I hear some of the messages, oh man, you know, I'm struggling. Why are you struggling? Amen. Why is necessary? Right? You want to know what's your future? Pray in the known tongues. You want to know how to deal with demons? You better understand authority. You want to send angels to bring the finances? You better use your authority. Then after that, you want to know your future? Not only pray in the known tongues, you better know how to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Right? Amen. So hearing the word will set you free from every oppression and keep your mind sound. If you constantly hear, you stay sound. Right? Believe that you have sound mind. Believe your mind, your brain will be in health. Amen. Don't fear dementia. Don't fear mental illness. Don't even talk about it. Why talk about it? I don't talk about it. Because I don't believe I have mental illness. I don't believe I have dementia. Because I've seen those who've gone before me. They live in the 86, 88. They continue to preach the gospel. You preach the gospel, you keep my mind sound. Amen. So what do you do? Pastor, what should I do? I'll share the gospel with somebody else. Lay hands on those who are sick. Doesn't matter, it's minor illness. Right or not? Unbelievers, tell them Jesus died and rose again. You know, call upon the name of Jesus, you'll be saved. Those who are sick, just lay hands and command them to be healed. What if they're not healed? None of your business. You're not going to heal them. Jesus is. Right or not? So why you bother? You just lay hands lah. Amen. Anything bombard your mind, just rebuke it. Tell it, get away from me. Just go watch a movie. So what else is important to you besides praying concerning the future, your future, following the leading of the Holy Spirit to walk in the future, ask God for wisdom so they know how to deal with every issues of life. Amen. Rebuke the devil and send the angel with the authority you have. Stay sound. Keep your mind sound, but keep coming to church. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm the righteousness of God. A lot of them righteous. They're all in mental institution. This woman was in mental institution for 14 years. She was righteous, made righteous when the day she was born again. That doesn't keep your mind sound, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So you're not wasting your time coming to church. And all of us need to take the word of God, take prayer seriously. Don't wait till your crisis, wait till someone lose your mind. They try to... it's okay, you know, you lose your mind, try to get it back, it's fine. But why lose your mind, try to get it back? Why you don't keep it? Why not? Galatians talk about one of the fruit of the Spirit. I said, we have all the fullness of the fruit of the Spirit. Because we have the fullness of His love, then we have all the other fruit. Fruit of patience. But one of the fruit is sound mind. I have sound mind. Amen. I have sound mind when I'm born again. Amen. You know why I embrace this? I'm looking for the next one. Because of the one who founded my Bible school, he said, I'll dismount the last wave and mount the next wave of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sombrash tikiri ando. We are overseas, you know, and we couldn't find a good church. What do you do? Zoom in. Amen. Thank God for Zoom. Praise God. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. His word has authority and power. Amen. You're not coming under the covering of His word. You're coming under the covering of His Spirit. When we pray, you come under the covering of His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. When the gifts of the Holy Spirit begin to manifest, you come under the covering of the Holy Spirit. And when you listen to His Word, you come under the authority and the power of His Word, the covering of His Word. Amen. Thank you, Father. We give you praise.